form and saying, "This is mine, don't you touch that. It's bigger than yours." Even children have that already. "My dad is stronger than yours." So they talk of the end of the need to reincarnate, the cycle, the continuous cycle of birth. But that cycle ends, of course, if you live under the compulsion to reincarnate every day, it's more than likely that the compulsion will continue, this little entity that believes itself to be separate, consciousness having entered the dream of form, and that's fine from a larger perspective, needs to have more incarnations because it wasn't satisfied with the thousands of incarnations it had in this lifetime. Okay, where's the next one? I need another body. And the drive, the wanting to perpetuate myself as a form is still there. Wanting to stand out as someone, be someone, exist for again. And which is the ego? It's the ego's need to stand out. What about me? Me? And even if an ego is timid and doesn't want to, it's just the reversal of that. Hiding underneath that is the need to stand out. A timid ego that doesn't want to stand out, simply it is afraid that it will be criticized when it does stand out and it will suffer defeat. It's afraid of standing out, but it wants to stand out. It's that need to be someone special, ultimately, extraordinary, special, more than. It's always part of that. You can notice it even as giving an opinion. People are talking, and what they're saying is obviously nonsense, so now you begin to speak. Let me tell you how it really is. With presence, you become quite, from the ego's point of view, quite ordinary. The need to be special goes. Oh, that's a big relief. If you don't need to be extraordinary anymore in order to feel that your life is fulfilled, I'm extraordinary. And then you discover your true extraordinariness is hidden in absolute ordinariness. And you can see that in some humans who are connected deeply with being and perhaps create out of that, perhaps are great master painter or composer or whatever they do. And those in whom the ego hasn't come back and claimed, "It's me, I did that," that happens also. Others remained humble, very humble and simple. And this, when you talk to them, you say, they don't need to prove anything. They don't need to be anybody special. They're just those ordinary. If you had met Einstein, you would have felt that. He remained throughout his life totally ordinary and humble. He couldn't even understand what people said of him. He said, "The discrepancy between what people think of me and who I am is just ridiculous." That's what he said. So he never, there was no claiming anything. So when you don't need to be great anymore, and then you are great. Life is full of paradox. Present, as you sit here, in your body. Do that when you watch television, Television can draw your attention out of the body easily. It can put you into a kind of hypnotic trance where you are no longer concerned. You momentarily forget your own thoughts. That's a little bit of a relief. And you switch into the collective thought movement of the TV screen. But it frees you for a moment of your personal story. So when you watch TV, can you feel the body at the same time? The inner, can you feel the presence that you are? And watch from there. Beautiful, you feel so alive when you go about the world, sensing the aliveness that you are. In a conflict situation, at work or at home, a committee meeting, or whatever, discussion, people arguing, taking up mental positions, be there. It's doubly important that you can stay present within. It's easy to be pulled out, particularly if you are surrounded by several unconscious people. By the way, unconscious, as you probably know, means completely identified with thought. It's unclear. No matter how clever you are, or how knowledgeable or intellectual, you could still be totally unconscious, and probably are, if you are so much, if you have so much investment in thinking. This is a heaviness up here. So unconscious humans can have a certain, there's an energy field of unconsciousness that pulls you, and they can either pull you to the same level and you start reacting and playing the game again, or you stay present. And if you stay present in an environment that is not present, whether it's one other human being or more,